Lieutenant Hamilton of the central office took over as, took over the administration of the campus personally. Came down, met with the faculty. He distributed a memo to the faculty under date of November 13th, 1961. So the termination of President Lee's office, term in office, took place sometime before that. And it's interesting. It says, to the faculty of the Long Island Center, we have been through some difficult times. No one has been more troubled by them than I have. While for some time the only possible eventual resolution has been evident to me, I had hoped that it would come about in a different manner. That's an interesting paragraph, and I read into it that he had hoped that Lee would resign, but that they wouldn't have to fire him.
I think they offered to let him resign.
Did they? Yes, he refused. I didn't know that, but that's...